Hey guys, welcome to today's show. It is a Football Friday here on Sports Spectrum. And man, we cannot wait for you to hear our conversation with Chancey Stuckey, Baylor University assistant coach, former NFL wide receiver. What a story he has. It's coming up right now on Sports Spectrum.
Welcome to Sports Spectrum, where we bring Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, former ESPN producer, Jason Romano.
And welcome to the show, everyone. I am Jason Romano. So glad you're tuning into our Sports Spectrum podcast here on a Football Friday. And we got a great conversation coming up with Chancey Stuckey in just a second. First, I want to tell you about our website, sportsspectrum.com. Tons of free content there, including our Sports Spectrum Weekly Slant Football Show, devotionals, podcasts that you can listen to, articles that go all the way back to the mid-1980s, tons of content updated daily, and a great resource for you to supplement your faith. Maybe it's with the devotionals, maybe it's just sharing a story of someone who is doing well in the sports world and loves Jesus. You can share that with someone. Check out sportsspectrum.com for all of the free content there. And when you're there, sign up for our weekly newsletter. You just put your email address in, click the newsletter icon, and we have a free gift we want to send you, a 10-day daily devotional PDF email sent to your inbox for free, and it's written by professional athletes. A 10-day daily devotional written by professional athletes, and it's free for you when you sign up for our newsletter over at sportsspectrum.com. All right, today, Chancey Stuckey is here with us, and we have a great conversation coming your way. He's with Baylor now. He's their wide receivers coach. This is his first year with the Baylor Bears, and they are off to a great start. 5-1 record. Last year, they only won 2 games all year, so the improvement is there, and Chancey is a big part of that, especially considering 4 years ago, he wasn't coaching anywhere, and he got an opportunity to start his coaching journey at Clemson just a couple years ago, learning under Dabo Swinney, and then coming to Baylor earlier this year. And Chancey's got a great story because he made it to the NFL, and then there was this lull for about 5 or 6 years where I didn't know what he was doing. You can't really find it on the internet. Hey, Chancey, what was going on with you after you retired from the NFL and now starting this coaching career in your late 30s? And he shares what God was doing, and it's a pretty great story. So take a listen to Chancey Stuckey, Baylor University wide receivers coach, here on a Football Friday on Sports Spectrum. Faith in football, that's what we're all about here. Let's start on the football side first. And you guys, I mean, we're going real immediate here. You're coming off of a big-time win this past weekend against West Virginia, 45-20. The offense putting up some great numbers there. Nice bounce back performance for you guys. What was it about that game that you're so proud of and that just stood out, especially the way you bounced back from that loss the previous week?
It was a monumental game for us. And I say that because it was the accumulation of some of the guys we're trying to get to grow up, taking some huge steps and really buying into what we're saying. So you had Todd Thornton obviously had a great game, and that's just been an accumulation of him just really buying into what, you know, God has called on his life, him being a leader, him stepping into like the major role. And it was so good because so many things he did in practice happened in the game. So he saw the correlation and he's like, hey, these guys might know what they're talking about. So, you know, it's kind of a buy-in game almost where guys are like, hey, I think this stuff might work. The coaches are talking about like person over player details. How you do anything is how you do everything, and it accumulated and showed in the game of the 45 points we put up.
Yeah, and that's your guy, right, Ty Thornton, because you're coaching wide receivers, and he's your study at 187 yards and two touchdowns this past Saturday. What's it been like to coach him and watch his development this year?
Oh, it's been huge, and that game also was an accumulation of what he's doing off the field. You know, he's a father, trying to be a better father and trying to be good in his academics and getting in his daily word. And, you know, I keep telling him, hey, if you get things right off the field, it'll be amazing what you can do on the field. And there was still so much he left on the field. So it was like, hey, this is another teaching opportunity. It's like, hey, you did a great job, but there is more. There is more. So it's more opportunity to read scripture. It's more opportunity to see God come through. And that's the text I got after the game. He said, God, coach, wow. Like, I saw God really came through. I put in the work this week and I saw God show up. And that was just like better than the win for me.
I can imagine. What has this year been like for you? First year at Baylor, wide receivers coach. You had a couple years learning at Clemson, and we'll talk about that time in a second. But what has this year been like for you? Certainly watching the team improve, 2-7 last year, and you're already 5 wins in 6 games this year. You're right on the cusp of the top 25. But for you, what's this been like for you, this sort of growing process, this learning process, and this new position for you at Baylor?
It's been a, you know, Tony Elliott used to say all the time, it's like it's different when you get in the seat. You know, when you're not in the seat, hey, you should be doing this. Why don't this guy do that? And once you get in the seat, you kind of see, whoa, it's a lot of other stuff that you don't see that you have to deal with. So for me, it's learning. You know, I'm just trying to learn every day. Like, I'm on staff with coaches who have 15 plus years, and I'm the young guy, and just trying to see where I fit in, and just, you know, grabbing stuff from this person, grabbing stuff from that person. Okay, how you deal with academics? How do you deal with behavioral stuff? And okay, this guy's dealing with this, his family, and this happened on campus. Just being a jack of trade, of some sorts, that you have to be a counselor, you have to share the gospel with them, and you're the football coach, and you're the father figure. So really honing in all those things and having a plan, because if not, I mean, it's just like every day's a whirlwind if you don't have a plan.
Yeah, and I know you spent 5 years in the NFL. We may talk about some of your NFL journey, but how has playing in the NFL and having played in the NFL prepared you to be this coach where you are right now at Baylor?
You know, I thought it was have a lot more effect on my kids that, hey, coach played in the NFL. Like, they get it, but the biggest thing that I've been able to teach them is what it takes to get to that level, whether the NFL of life or the actual NFL of what it takes, you know. And I have them write down things like, okay, how do you see yourself right now? Do you think your actions are showing who you want to be? And what would other people say? You know, like just really being or having self-realization about where you are and what you're doing and what it takes to get where you want to be. So that they can't take from me, that, hey, you've actually gotten there and done it. So let me maybe listen to what you're trying to say. So I just try to take everything that I learned there, the hard work and the journey to get there, and instill it in those guys. So if it's football or life, like, they're prepared to be a CEO or whatever it may be.
So we were talking before we started recording, and you started to share a little bit of this journey as you just described it to coaching. And I stopped you because I said, I don't want to hear the whole story until we go live here. And so I want you to share, because I hear that there is a lot of God moments, we'll call them that, in the fact that you're even coaching right now. And it affects the way your relationship with the Lord has evolved. It affects your relationship with your wife and how that all evolved. I would love for you to share the story of transitioning out of the NFL, which was a while ago, I think 2011, 2012, into 2019, 2018, when you started thinking about potentially coaching.
Yeah, so it's kind of mixed with the Jonah story and the whale and running from it and Nineveh and Moses going up. So it's like a whole bunch of stuff. So once I retired in 2012 officially, I came back to the East Coast and started going to New York doing some commentating on SNY, just doing some guest spots, like really beginning to fall in love with it and the process of it, the team-oriented aspect. And after that, I went to LA, started doing some movies and doing some sports scenes in the movies, and with that part with some former Clemson players. So I got to do some soap operas, got to do a little small spot with a movie with Kevin Hart and Will Smith. So I'm kind of in the LA life. And then, you know, lo and behold, you know, I'm in church, I'm doing small groups, and I meet my wife. So I meet my wife the first day I get to LA, the next Sunday, right? I got there like on a Saturday night, and I was in church that next Sunday, and I saw her there, but I didn't think twice about it. So 8 months later, we kind of do, hey, how are you? Like, you know, I think I may want to date you. I kind of like you. Let's do it, you know, the right way and all that stuff. And, you know, that happens. And then we start courting. And, you know, I like, hey, Lord says this is my wife. So I propose to her in Las Vegas. And then we get married probably like 8 months later. And behold, she's met me like knowing nothing about football. She knew I played in the NFL, but, you know, she's from California. So she went to school with all the actors and, you know, grew up across the street from Warner Brothers and all that. So football, she's like, eh, you know, not good. So, you know, I coerced her and let her know I was a good guy, and it worked. And then, so we're in LA, and then that's when Clemson plays for the national championship up in NoCal.
Yes.
And you know, buddy and I, we're gonna drive to the game. My wife's like, yes, you know, I love Clemson and stuff. And I go to the game, and I mean, it blows my mind. Like the Lord's tugging on my heart. It's like, you know, I didn't want to coach because I just saw, you know, what it did to marriages, you know, what some of the coaches were like and how they talked to kids. And I was just like, I don't want any part of that. I'm away from my family too much. And but when I went there, it was family everything. You know, the whole entire staff was there, their kids, and I knew Tony Elliott, I knew Brandon Streeter, and I knew Tyler Grisham, and I like, you know, I knew everybody, you know, Mike Dooley, like all the people when I played were still there. So it just made me feel like a family. And I mean, it's tugging at my heart, like the process and the way they treat each other, and they were winning and doing it the right way, and God was involved in it. So I was like, nah, you know, I'm never gonna coach. I'm not doing that. God, you call me to entertainment. That's what I'm gonna do, you know,
Yeah.
myself for self. And then and I come back, and my church just happened to be on a fast at that time. And like I couldn't shake it. You know, like I'm afraid to tell my wife, and she's like, I was like, babe, I think I'm gonna be a football coach. And it's like, man, Lord is really tugging on me. So, you know, we talk about it, and I talked to Coach Sweeney a little bit. He's like, hey man, I've been waiting on you. Like, you sure you just what you want to do? And you know, I said, Coach, I think I need to come down there and just check it out. And he's like, yeah, just stay at my house. And I'm like, what? He's like, okay, stay at your house. And you know, and it just happened to be like Elite Junior Day when I'm there. So it just like all works, and the recruiting and the facility and the people. And
Yeah.
you know, it's just like going back and forth, and I'm just like Coach, you know, I just think this might be what I need to do. I really feel like God is tugging on my heart. I've ran from it for a long, long time. And you know, and he's like, what's your wife gonna say? I was like, I haven't told her yet. So you know, and then yeah, it was just like, I know God's calling me to do it. So I just think this is it. And you know, my
Yeah.
wife has been awesome. You know, it was a huge adjustment for her, and you know, for me living in California, then you know, had gone to Clemson, and you know, my wife did the mature things, like let's make sure this is what you really want to do. And she stayed behind in California, and I went down there, and you know, we're trusting the Lord that okay, if this is it, you know, we need to make sure that this is it. And you know, the Lord provides like He always does, you know, so a place to live, you know, a car. You know, I'm a video assistant, you know, humbling myself from NFL player to video graduate assistant. You know,
Yeah, and
getting
you're
my
like in your mid-30s at this
yeah,
point,
I'm in
right?
my
You're not like
mid-30s, just
22 right out of college here. Yeah.
you know, and you know, go back to California, like I couldn't get hired to do any kind of job whatsoever. Like coffee shops wouldn't hire me, like nobody would hire me, and we just couldn't figure it out. You know, my wife's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. Obviously, God has to be doing something. So in that time, it's really hard on us to like truly trust in God and what He wants to do. Like we're trusting you, Lord, but we're not seeing the fruit of it. You know, He's always like, be patient. You know, my word doesn't return to me void. And we're just, you know, kind of pounding the rock, like we say here, and trusting God. And then I go there for the year, and they come out and visit multiple times. My son loves it. You know, she's starting to love it. And it's like, hey, this is pretty cool. Then boom, I get promoted again. I become an analyst. Like, okay, I'm actually getting some pay. You know, and she, and then they move out, and then COVID hits. You know, so
Yes.
it's like, you know, they're moved from California. We're in a home, and the football season's going, you know, awesome. They're adjusting to it. My son loves it, and you know, we're continually growing, and we're still, you know, under 5 years in our marriage, and it's growing. And then, you know, when I say she's been amazing, like my wife Summer has been simply amazing. She's so smart, and she was doing some great marketing and business development in Los Angeles, and you know, she's uber smart and just beautiful and great. And my son Aiden, who's 5 now, so all he kind of knows is football. And he, you know, and when this opportunity for Baylor came, and we talked to him about it because he's the hardest one to get from Clemson, you know. So we're
Yes.
moving closer to LA. So my wife's like, okay, if this opportunity, what God's calling to do, and you know, you go from a video GA to an analyst to a position coach, which you know, we know in this industry does not happen. It does not happen that way. And then my wife is just like, I see what God is doing. I see what God is doing. And he just, and then through all that whirlwind, he has just made our marriage so strong and just given us so much wisdom and understanding to help these kids and, you know, move out and impact other coaches' families, like other coaches' wives. And when we're the young ones, we're like, you're supposed to be talking to me, and we're speaking life to them. And doing Bible study with the kids and their girlfriends and teaching them so many things. I mean, it has happened in a way that, you know, we couldn't write it down, that God has just been so immaculately amazing in our lives and in this coaching venture. In year one.
Right. I mean, you're just in your first year at Baylor. Yeah. It's amazing to watch what the Lord has done. And it also sounds like you recognize, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you can affirm what I'm saying if you agree with it, that your coaching has become over the last couple of years, whether it's at Clemson or now here at Baylor, as ministry. Is that fair to say?
And then, not to say this, I forgot about this part. When kind of God called me to the coaching, I was on a pastoral track to become a pastor. So I had really started that, and I said, hey, coach, this is what God has me doing. And he said, son, I get to preach every day to a group of people that have to listen to me day. You know, and it was, and I was like, dude, that's an ever-changing small group all the time. You really get to impact leaders, raise them up, and send them out. Wow. You really get to raise them up and send them out. And then when my wife and I really realized that, you know, winning obviously is important, but it's about winning the souls. And if you're doing that, you can live with whatever the results are, whether you win, whether you lose, whether you're fired, whether you're hired, like God is going to control it. And then that's the attitude we have, like impacting humans has just become our ministry, and it's been great.
Wow. That's such a good story, Chancey Stuckey. And I think seeing coaching as discipleship is really what this comes down to. I'm wondering, because you can see over my left shoulder here, Mr. Sweeney, your former coach, is on the cover of our latest Sports Spectrum magazine right here. It's out now at sportsspectrum.com. But we profiled Coach Sweeney, and when we talked to him, we recognized that he saw his work as worship. He saw the idea of what you're just describing here, which is winning souls, making disciples, and teaching young men to become better men. Yes, it's great when Trevor Lawrence can be the number one pick and go into the NFL, but it's about being bigger than just a football player. And I'm wondering for you, as you've gone these last few years, both at Clemson and now at Baylor, what has that done for you and your faith in the lessons that you've learned from Coach Sweeney and now from Coach Aranda and the team at Baylor? What has this been like for you to kind of learn on the go, as you said, because you're still brand new in this job the last few years, and become a coach, but also see it as an opportunity for discipleship?
I need God and I need His Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing apart from Him. I mean, there's always something changing, and you know what's happening today, something that you don't plan for happens. The recruiting landscape changes. Who are you going to be, with so many enticing things from the outside? It's so many opportunities to compromise. That's just life. It's so many opportunities to compromise, to just do this little thing, you know, if nobody's watching, do just this little thing. But you have to know that God is going to bless it however you do it. You know, it's not about you. It's not about your name on the cover, or the wide receiver coach at Baylor does this. It's about building the men, and you have to be okay with that. If you never get a crown or a recognition, you're never on the front of a magazine, you never get your name in the paper, like, are you okay with doing the work behind the scenes and God honoring that? You know, that's what it's come down to. That's what I've learned. Like, it's whatever God has for you is going to happen. So wherever you are, you have to bloom where you're planted. No matter the situation, be the light. And a light is not, you know, it's be set upon a hill. You know, be a light to every. You may meet somebody one time, and that changes their life. You might have one conversation with one kid, and God brought you here just for that one conversation. You had to be here a year for that one conversation, that He's going to bring 10,000 people to Christ, or His child is going to be the next president. Whatever it may be, like, you had your part, and you were honorable in the things God gave you to do.
Bloom where you're planted. I love that phrase. I actually included it in my book because I think it's such a powerful moment for all of us to be present right where we are and understand that we can impact people right where God has us, and not get so caught up in thinking about the future and thinking about where we're going, when God probably has something cool going on right here, right where we are. What did that look like for you when you played? When you were a player, the 24, 25-year-old Chancey Stuckey, compared to the a little bit older Chancey Stuckey, we'll say, what was that like for you coming into the league and becoming a professional football player and being a follower of Christ? I'm assuming you were a follower of Christ when you played, but I don't know that. What was that like for you?
You know what? It was kind of a an internship of life for me.
Oh, I like that.
Because I didn't understand. I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, all I got my information from was what I saw on TV, you know, and what the media showed of what a guy's supposed to be, what's a man supposed to be, who you're supposed to date, and made every mistake I could have made, even being the Christian good guy.
Right.
You know, just being, you know, 85% in, 15%, like doing my thing is really 100% doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. And then I had to make a decision probably year four that either you're going to truly follow me, son, or it's not going to be good. You know, if you say, if you are who you say you are, then this needs to be the standard. And then 1 year later, I was out of the league. So it was almost like I had those 4.5, 5 years just to get myself corrected to go be sent out into the world. But it just happened to be in football, which is pretty dang awesome. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't know later I was going to be coaching. So it all, right. you know, came full circle. So that was my internship. And that was my Bible college.
Who were some of your professors, if you will, or your teachers in your internship when you were in the NFL that kind of helped you on this walk? I was looking at your roster mm-hmm. when you were in Cleveland, and I saw a few names that I know very well that have been on this show or on Sports Spectrum's platforms. And I thought, I wonder if those guys had a specific influence on Chancey. But I wasn't going to name any names. That's how I figured I'd let you share.
I want to see how many you got.
I saw Colt. I saw Colt McCoy, I think.
Yeah,
and I saw Ben Watson.
Ben Watson.
Benjamin's a huge part of our ministry. And I saw those two specifically. Yeah. And I thought, you know what, Chancey? That's got to be two guys that probably impacted you or encouraged you when you were
Ben gave me this Bible in 2010.
There it is.
Ben Watson. Reggie Hodges was a guy.
Reggie, yes.
It was so many. Like, we were losing, but I mean, spiritually, it was so amazing. Because I didn't recognize it until it was all the guys that were in New York end up being in Cleveland. It was one of those moments where I learned that, you know, God, you can't hoard all the leaders. Like, they have to be sent out. And we all knew it. We said, we have too many leaders here, too many people who are going to do great things that we need to, you know, bloom where we're planted. So once that we go out, we can continually share the gospel. It was one of the most amazing years of my life. It was pretty awesome.
Well, the Bible studies alone, I'll have to imagine, because we're connected very well with the NFL community now and know that there's team Bible studies happening around the league every single week with chaplains, but even player-led Bible studies. Was Ben one of those guys kind of leading those Bible studies with you when you were playing?
Yeah, Ben was one of the main guys. Reggie was one of the main guys. So many names I'm leaving off. Like, so many people are going to be mad at. It was just so many guys that.
I'll show this to Ben and then he can yell at you.
it was so many guys there that it was so, like, just ridiculously amazing that it's just unbelievable. It was just unbelievable that, you know, Pastor George Gregory is another one that he's the chaplain of the Chargers now. And he's a good friend. He's helped me and my wife out a lot. Their marriage ministry has been great. He's one of the main ones. And, you know, it's just been a whirlwind of just, like, awesome. Like, we went to PAO and, you know, that was awesome. Just so many cool things that people don't know about that, you know, there's ministry being preached.
I love that. I do want to ask you one more question about your NFL career, because in 2008, and I've forgotten this, but I remember I used to work at ESPN and I remember covering that season. The 1 year Brett Favre was with the Jets and you were a receiver. You were on that team catching passes from Brett Favre.
Yeah.
What was it like playing with him and being around? I mean, it was only 1 year and he played a couple more years with the Vikings and then retired. And obviously his career has been legendary and well documented. But what was it like kind of being around a leader in the latter stages of his life and catching passes from a guy like Brett Favre?
It was cool. He was very cerebral, you know, and I thrived off that, being a former quarterback. And he and I hit it off really quick, and he was just all about winning. And I caught my first touchdown from him. And I still have the ball, you know, just hopefully one day my son will be like, he'll be like, who is that? And I'm like, well, son, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And, you know, so, but that was cool. Just the way he led, him being an older guy, he's a lot bigger than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, he's a big dude. And just what he did and the durability that he had, the compassion for the game, the love for the game is kind of second to none. And it was great to see him do that, so that I can understand what it takes to be that type of player, and I can pass that on to my guys. So it's just a reciprocal process of, like, when you see great players and great leaders, they all have commonalities that you can take from them.
Yeah, and you can share that with your guys like Ty Thornton and others who you work with now while you're at Baylor. All right, as we wind down, this has been a great conversation, Chancey, here on the Weekly Slant. What is something that we could be praying for you, praying for your staff, praying for Baylor, praying for your marriage? What are some things that we as a ministry at Sports Spectrum, those watching, those that are going to be listening to this on our podcast, what is a way that we can be praying for you, Chancey Stuckey?
You know, it's very easy, and I try to use this a lot, that we keep the main thing, that, you know, first loving God, honoring Him, then way down below that is being a great husband, and then right after that is being a great father. And then if we can focus on those things, like, all the other things will take care of themselves. You know, love God, love people, love your neighbor, which we talked about in staff this morning, like loving your neighbor. That's a huge one, one. And, you know, you really modeling what we preach, I think, is big. You know, I don't want to be one guy who's on, you know, Sports Spectrum preaching the word, and then the next day you hear about me doing something ridiculous. Right. You know, so stuff lining up in our lives is a huge thing.
Yeah. Speaking of huge, you got a big game this weekend. Top 25 opponent in BYU. You're at Cougars. Home. McLean Stadium. Just real quick, give us an assessment of this team and getting ready for this game on Saturday on ESPN 3:30 Eastern. So it's a big game.
So they're a team that plays hard. Obviously, they've had a lot of success. Kalani's done a phenomenal job with those guys, getting them ready to play. They play hard on defense. You kind of don't know what you're going to get until the game comes. You know, they play a little too high, a little man, and, you know, have a blitz of the week. So with us, it's going to be a huge challenge of getting our guys to forget about West Virginia and really focus on the task at hand this week. Like, if we really want to be great, we have to have competitive stamina, and we have to be able to do it over and over and over again. And this, what better team than try that against the Cougars, who are, you know, I think they're in the top 20 right now and had a, you know, devastating loss last week, but still a very, very good team. Play hard and get turnovers, and they're going to make you beat them. You know, not going to give up the big play. They're going to make you go down the field and really earn it. And that's going to be our big challenge. You know, can we earn it the right way this week?
It's nice to have crowds that you know are going to show up and be on your side, isn't it, compared to last year or the last few years?
Right? So weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's good to have you here on the show, certainly. Best wishes this weekend. Hope you guys have a great game. And thanks for coming on, man. We'll have to have you back on again.
Please do. I can't wait. I appreciate you.
Great stuff there from Chancey Stuckey. We are thankful to him for being here today on Sports Spectrum. If you'd like to watch this entire interview, it's part of our Sports Spectrum Weekly Slant football show that you can watch and stream right now on Facebook. Just search Sports Spectrum. You can find it on our YouTube channel. You can also watch it on our website, sportspectrum.com. And this was a fun conversation with Chancey. Glad that he said yes and excited to see where God's going to take him, starting with this weekend when Baylor takes on BYU in a big game that could catapult one of these two programs into the next level, the upper echelon of college football teams, into the top 25 potentially for Baylor. So Baylor versus BYU, 3:30 Eastern on Saturday on ESPN. You can check that out and watch Chancey on the sidelines do his thing and see if Baylor can pull out a big time win at home in Waco. So thanks to Chancey for being here today on Sports Spectrum. We appreciate you tuning in as well. As we always say, we love you guys. Make sure you check out our website, sportspectrum.com. Find some content there that you can use as a resource. Maybe it's this podcast or this interview that you can use as a resource to share with someone and encourage them in their faith. Maybe you know someone who loves sports, and you're trying to figure out a way to get them maybe connected with their faith a little bit more. Well, that's what we're here for. Sports Spectrum is a resource bringing Jesus back into the sports conversation. So consider that as you think about ways that you can encourage the sports fan in your life. So thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time right here on Sports Spectrum. See you then.